This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. It's Local Composers Month, as you've been hearing on 91 Classical yesterday and today, and Live in Studio C is in on the fun. Patrick Dunavant is a baritone you may have heard on the show before with Portara Ensemble and Vocal Arts Nashville. Now he's here with some of his own pieces. Patrick, welcome to Studio C.
Thanks for having me.
So the text of these two pieces for string quartet is by Sarah Dunavant, and at the time she was Sarah Upchurch. But give us the story of the setting and occasion of the premiere of this first piece, The Gravity of My Heavy Heart.
Yeah. So the first piece, The Gravity of My Heavy Heart, was a text that my girlfriend at the time wrote for me. This was right after I had told her that I loved her for the first time. So this was very early on in the relationship. And she wrote a poem kind of in response to how that made her feel. We were at the beach at the time. And so the text uses a lot of, salty metaphors about the ocean and things like that. And I knew that I wanted to set it for something. I didn't know whether it was going to be like an anniversary or something like that. But then ultimately, when I decided I wanted to propose, I wrote this piece for string quintet and myself to sing. And that's how I proposed to her. It's never been performed by real people, although I did play a little recording I put together for my wedding. But yeah, this will be the first time it's ever been performed by actual musicians.
On an auspicious occasion. Correct?
Absolutely.
Because today is...
Yesterday was our 1-year anniversary.
All right. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, Sarah.
Thank you.
This is The Gravity of My Heavy Heart by Patrick Dunavant with string quartet here live in Studio C.
Gravity of my heavy heart was lifted when you sifted out the irons in the mires of my mind. Caught in windows shot against the whipping, sloping my breath into the sea and brought me to shore. Swept away was greenery grown in halted drives. Salted circles melted down and swirl under my feet. outwardly hearing. Over my blood running louder. The softer beat in your lush words of love. Of love concrete and
The Gravity of My Heavy Heart by Patrick Dunavant, who was also singing baritone. The violinists were Laura Epling and Jake Tudor. The violist was Michael Lucarelli. On cello, Larissa Maestro, and Michael Rubisky on bass. Patrick, there's a very evocative title for this next piece. It sounds like something from Elgar. What's the story behind Songs of Discovery?
Songs of Discovery is a song cycle that I wrote in graduate school, and I feel like that was a big turning point in my life where I had to really learn a lot of lessons about what it means to be an adult. And the first piece that I set was this. The first movement of the piece is called How a Little Girl Sang. It's by a poet named Vashel Lindsay, and it inspired the whole song cycle. The narrator of the poem is describing watching a little girl sing a song and just remarking on how pure and honest and innocent and wonderful the music making is, just by the fact that it's just such a pure thing to sing. And the last line of the poem is, "And so I saw what music was, though still accursed with ears of lead." And I wanted to find a few more poems to pair with that idea of kind of getting it for the first time, like learning, oh, that's actually how that works. And so I chose four pieces of text. The first one being learning what music really is all about. The second is learning what joy is all about with Langston Hughes' Joy. And the third movement is One Worse Thing by Margaret Whittemer, which is telling the story of learning what grief is for the first time. And the fourth is Peace by Sarah Teasdale, where kind of you come to grips with, you know, all the things that you've experienced in your life. Over the course of the cycle, you'll notice that the pianist, who's Jeff Burnham, is a wonderful pianist in Nashville who'll be accompanying me today. The first three movements end very unsettled because there's still more to learn. There's still more to experience. And in fact, there's still pain to experience in life. But as we get to the end, when we finally have peace and love and acceptance and everything kind of feels a little bit more resolved.
Okay. A song cycle for adulting. This is Patrick Dunavant's Songs of Discovery here live in Studio C.
She was music in herself. A symphony of joyousness. She sang from fingertips through every tremble of her dress. I saw sweet haunting harmony, an ecstasy in that strange curling of her lips, and quivering with melody, those eyes I saw, that tossing head. And so I saw what music was, though still accursed with ears of lead. I went to look for joy, slim dancing joy, gay laughing joy, bright-eyed joy. And I found her driving the butcher's cart in the arms of the butcher boy. Such company as keeps this young nymph joy. Last spring I walked these ways, and a sharp grief walked with me. For you had broken my heart with a light kiss carelessly. And I was young and was new to grief, and could think of no worse thing than to walk abroad with a hurting heart and be hopeless in the spring.
Sky.
sunset burns and dies, you are my deepening skies. Give me your stars to hold.
Baritone Patrick Dunavant with Jeff Burnham at the piano. Patrick was singing his own piece, Songs of Discovery, with poetry by Vasha Lindsay, Langston Hughes, Margaret Whittemer, and Sarah Teasdale. We're celebrating Local Composers Month here on 91 Classical, and that includes Live in Studio C. So today, all of the pieces are by Nashville's own Patrick Dunavant. Another piece with string quartet is next, with another text by Sarah Dunavant. String quintet, I should say. Set the scene for this companion piece to The Gravity of My Heart, Patrick.
Yeah, so in response to that first piece at the proposal, my wife Sarah wrote another poem in response to our honeymoon. We had the chance to go to California for our honeymoon. We spent a lot of time in San Francisco and wine country and things like that. And we went to the beach in San Francisco and we gathered some sand and some seashells and things like that and put it into a coffee cup so we could take it with us. And then we happened to go straight from California to Maine, where my family was vacationing at the time, and we thought we would just tag the honeymoon directly into another vacation. So I was able to take 2 weeks off, which was great. And because of that, we were actually able to stand on both coasts within about 24 hours of each other. We went to Camden, Maine, and stood in the harbor in Camden. If you've ever been there, there's a bunch of boats, and it's an absolutely gorgeous place. But we were standing with our feet in the sand in the Atlantic Ocean and also the Pacific Ocean in the span of about 24 hours. And I was impressed by the fact that that's something that's not even possible in human history until fairly recently in terms of travel and what we did together. So Sarah wrote a response to that as well, and I was able to set that. I used a lot of some of the same gestures that I used in the first piece. So if you remember the first piece that you heard on the program, you might see some similarities between the two in terms of their language.
Okay, from Pacific to Atlantic, this is Two Shores by Patrick Dunavant.
Westward, two sets of toes toward the water, energized by early morning, met by the horizon. stepping into ice-cold waves. Your hand warm in mine, gathering shells in coffee cups and sand, a sign of another coast, 3,000 miles and more we'll go. A host of ships awakening, the harbor's polished stone. They slept like myself and drifted in the bay, but at dawn their sails were lifted.
Two Shores by Patrick Dunavant, performed by the composer along with a string quintet made out of Laura Epling, Jake Tudor, Michael Lucarelli, Larissa Maestro, and Michael Rubisky. Patrick Dunavant is a singer and composer right here in Nashville. You can hear him with Portara Ensemble and Vocal Arts Nashville, or check out the series he helps run, the Nashville Chamber Music Series. This July, Live in Studio C is part of 91 Classical's Local Composers Month, thanks to the support of Appalachian State University's Hayes School of Music. All through July, we'll be highlighting the music made right here in Nashville, even more than usual. Find out more at 91classical.org. In the meantime, if you'd like to revisit any of this year's Live in Studio C performances, you can stream them for free anytime on 91classical.org or in the Nashville Public Radio app. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today is Cameron Adkins. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.